Mrs. Davy, from number 35, by I. Coomer, from Fickley.com, a better, shorter story.
Come away from the door, Gran. You know you're not supposed to go outside.
I'm letting in Mrs. Davy, from number 35. She's been tapping at the window all afternoon.
It was going to be one of those days again. She'd raised him since he was 6, and he loved her dearly. But repeating himself was getting too tiring. Taking her shoulders and steering her back to the lounge, he tried to reassure her.
You can't let Mrs. Davy in anymore. She died last month. You sent flowers, remember?
He knew it would be wasted as soon as he sat her down. Staring through the window, there indeed was Mrs. Davy from number 35, both hands tapping at the window, still bloody from the unsuspecting postman. His bloody flesh still dripped from her gaping mouth. Drawing the curtain, he knew even that wouldn't keep her away for long.
I'll go and put the kettle on, shall I? We'll have a nice cup of tea.
Oh, that sounds lovely, dear. And don't forget to make one for Mrs. Davy. I'll go and let her in.